Yeah, disappointed. Couldn't finish the game. Obviously wanted to, and doctor said would not be a good decision. I agreed with him. I don't think I could have been very effective playing after the injury. Yeah, I just felt like guy kind of bit me back and got my foot stuck underneath him, and knew it was. Hurt a little bit at the time, and just hoping it wasn't worse. And very happy to hear it's just a sprain.
Should you have stayed in for that next
game? Well, obviously, yeah, I would have liked to eliminate one interception on the year. So obviously it didn't work out. Probably, I was hoping sometimes you kind of get an ankle or you get kind of banged up and it goes away after a second . Stayed in. Obviously they just, covered the guy pretty well. I don't think I was gonna pull it down and run it at that point and try to fit it in there and end up being tipped up and intercepted. So it didn't work out well for us. I hope he's back and he wants to be back and the Giants want him back. You never know how these things work out. I definitely hope that he's the coach of the Giants next year.
Has he given you any indication one way or another?
No.
Have you seen anything that makes you think that maybe that's
what he's going to do? No, I don't know either way.
Eli, what do you have to do for this now?
Yeah, I think it's just rest for a few weeks. I'll probably be in a boot for a while. That's what they say with the high ankle sprain. Just obviously, I have time now and so I'll just rest it up and start rehabbing and I'll probably have a little better idea tomorrow or the next day as I go in and figure out what I need to do to get it better.
Does this feel like the most serious thing you've ever had?
And
you would be able to
fight only thing that's really kind of taking me out of a game before where I missed time, but. I think it's serious, but it's one that it will heal, and it will heal, and have an off season to do that. So I'm not worried about it being a lasting effect.
Eli, your durability is a big part of your success. Obviously, it seems like you take a lot of pride in that. How hard is it for you to
navigate? No, yes, it's not something. Not something that's really happened before, and you hate to. Leave your teammates, and you like to, finish knowing it's going to be the last game of the season, go out there and finish and get a win. So, proud that, made enough plays early in the game to have us get us a lead at halftime, and the guys played outstanding in the second half, but a bunch of big plays, and defense played outstanding. So it was good to, at least finish the season with a win, and obviously, now just try to, put this season behind us, learn from it, try to get better from some of the things that happened and heal up this ankle and get ready for next year.
Do you think you'll do anything differently this offseason just based on some of the numbers that you're
changing? I'll look hard at this season, see if there's just a common reason why we didn't have success, whether it's the throws or whether it's just the offense in general, and try to talk with the coordinators and the coaches and try to figure out what's the best way to make improvements and how do we improve. If I got to look something at my mechanics and just look hard at it and try to figure out the best way to get back to playing at a high level and making good decisions.
Is it as simple as getting better protection in front of you?
I think it's a number of things. I think protection. I think I got to make better throws and better decisions at times and. Through the course of the season, there's going to be, protection issues on certain plays, and there's going to be, they're going to get pressure sometimes. And I got to do a good job making good decisions. Receivers got to do a good job. So it's a combination. The offense was not as sharp this year as we needed to be in a lot of areas, and we didn't score enough points. We didn't get down the green zone enough. We weren't good enough on third down. So a lot of things that led to us not being as good as we needed to be, but we can look at that and make improvements.
Given the injury on top of the interceptions, the losing, is there any part of you that's sort of glad the season now in the rearview mirror?
No, I don't think you're ever happy to see a season end, and you always, unless you win a championship, you always wish you had one more game or could have done good, could have done something better. So, you know, it was a tough year. Had some you know, tough start to the season, but, you know, proud of the way we responded, winning 7 of our last 10, and you know, wasn't always easy. We had guys banged up, had guys hurt, had, you know, a number of different guys playing, and it wasn't always pretty as we've played in years past, but we found ways to win, and that's the most important thing. And so there were some good moments and some good wins that you can remember about this season. Well, I mean, that wasn't until, I guess, 3 weeks ago, technically. And, you know, I thought we obviously won two of our last three. And, you know, even out of the playoffs, won these last two games. So I think we kept fighting. We kept trying to get better and you know, just make improvements. And I thought we did a good job of, you know, handling the circumstance that we were in. And from the fact, you know, from the beginning of the season when you're 0-6 to, you know, the last three games to in the middle, you know, doing what we had to do to handle the ups and downs and you know, keep competing and getting wins.
Did you watch the playoffs
then? Yeah, you know, I'll watch some of the playoffs. I'll watch obviously the Broncos and be rooting hard for my brother and them to play well, and hopefully, you know, they can be in this building in a month or so.